Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
And in this podcast, we have honest conversations about sexuality. We offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered at pleasuremechanics.com on our Ask Us Anything page. Or you can call us at 302-IN-TOUCH and leave us a voicemail. That's 302-IN-TOUCH. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about cunnilingus, and specifically what you can do as a giver of cunnilingus to master the techniques to give her maximum pleasure. We'll be sharing some tips and strategies so you can be the best she's ever had between her thighs. Charlotte's going to get us started by reading a question submitted by a listener named Daniel.
Daniel writes, I have a new girlfriend and she really loves it when I go down on her. I really want to be good at it for her. Any tips on being the best she's ever had?
Well, first of all, it's awesome that she enjoys receiving oral sex. A lot of women have trouble relaxing and receiving oral pleasure, but that's a subject for a whole nother show. And there are definitely things you can do to become the best she's ever had, and hopefully we'll share some really awesome strategies that you can put into practice and become a master at oral pleasure. So the first thing we want to encourage you to do is bring lots of enthusiasm to the act of oral sex. Enthusiasm and confidence go a long way towards making the act even more pleasurable for her. Make her know that you love going down on her and that it's not a chore and that it's not something you're doing to get oral sex in return, but that it's something that gives you pleasure too. A few ways to approach this is to be the one to initiate oral sex once in a while. Don't just wait for her to ask for it. You know, make it something that you want to do. If you're watching a movie or reading a book that depicts oral sex, take the moment to, you know, express to her that that's something you love and that you find it really hot and you can't wait to do it again. And while you're going down on her, just be really enthusiastic and effusive with your enjoyment of the act. All of these things will just translate to her that it's something you enjoy too and that she can relax and enjoy the experience without worrying that you're getting bored or that you're doing it as just a favor and that it's a sex act that both of you can enjoy together. So thinking more about the physical strategies of giving great oral sex to a woman. The first thing I want to encourage you to think about is going from broad to focused stimulation. And what I mean by this is, you know, imagine your lover's body as a dartboard, and her clitoris is the bullseye. It's the center of her sexual pleasure, and it's going to be the focus of a lot of your stimulation. But before you get there, work from the outside in. Start with her entire full body, giving her lots of full body touch, full body massage, pressing your body into hers, kissing her all over. And then slowly, slowly work your way in towards her sexual system. Go to the inner thighs, the hips, the butt, the belly, and even then, continue to be slowly and work your way in towards her clitoris. So start with her mons and her labia, and only then, once she's warmed up and really craving clitoral stimulation, will you give it to her. Make her want you on her clit long before you get there. Build up that anticipation and it'll go a long way.
We know that the clitoris is the center of the sexual system, as Chris was saying, but the labia are also really important and often get entirely ignored. So spend some time with the labia. There are so many different kinds of sensations you can offer the labia. You can use your fingers, you can use your tongue, you can use suction from your mouth. But really just try and include them in your warm-up process. And we have way more specific strategies in our Guide to Cunnilingus ebook and our Guide to Fingering video guide.
Yeah, the labia are often treated as, you know, useless drapery that you kind of shove aside to get to the main view. And we really want to encourage folks to think about them as a primary part of the female sexual system. You can also use the labia as a buffer to start introducing stimulation to the clitoris without touching the clitoris directly. So as you're stimulating the labia, start to feel where the clitoris is up top of the vulva and apply pressure through the labia towards the clitoris. And this is a really gentle way to start warming up the clitoris for more direct stimulation. So start there by going from broad to focused, and even once you get to her genitals, start with the broad entire area before you zero in on clitoral stimulation.
I think the labia that you're talking about there are the outer labia, and the labia that we were more talking about paying a lot of sensation to are the inner labia.
I think you can stimulate both. I think the outer labia, you know, actually have a lot of nerve endings. And some women may find the sensation odd at first, but by, you know, nibbling and licking and nuzzling on the outer labia, you know, you're really starting to introduce touch to the vulva as a whole in a really indirect way.
Absolutely. When you start making your approach to the clitoris, I think a lot of people do that without necessarily really locating the clitoris very well. It's okay to look, to like gently open the lips and really like figure out where you're going. Chris talked about it as a target. I think a lot of people try and find it and have a lot of good intention and really use their tongue a lot and get exhausted. So it's important that your time and your effort is well located. You don't have to think you're spelunking. So take the time, gently open her lips, really find the clitoris. It has the little hood on it, and then you can begin experimenting. Some people really like touch on one side or the other. Some people really like touch directly on the tip, and for other people that's way too sensitive. Many women masturbate in the same way over many years, so one particular side of the clitoris gets sensitized over the other.
And you can use that to your advantage. You know, if once you become aware of the hot spots of her clitoris, you can target sensation there when you're getting ready to approach orgasm. But you also want to spread out your stimulation and stimulate all of her clitoris before bringing her to orgasm. So what I like to think about is rhythm and variety. All good music has a really nice solid rhythm, and then also introduces variety. So get to know the particular tongue strokes that she likes the best and return to them over and over again, but also introduce a lot of variety. Stimulate her in places that she's not used to being stimulated. If she loves the left side of her clit, spend a lot of time on the right side too, and then always go back to the left to continue to bring her up and up in arousal.
I think that all makes perfect sense for when you're warming somebody up, but I think that as you're approaching climax, it is better to stay in one place that you know she likes and continuing to build intensity, rhythm, and pressure. You want to kind of stay in one place and keep applying
a surefire stroke that you know that she likes.
Right. Again and again. I think that's not the moment to necessarily start changing it up.
Right. But I think we're agreeing here. Yeah. So what we're saying is that as you build up her arousal, introduce a lot of variety, explore, you know, in the book we talk about three different kinds of ways to use your tongue, and maybe we'll come back to that in a second. But for now, what we're saying is use lots of variety, and then as she approaches orgasm, zero in on the hot spots on her clitoris that are most sensitive and are most likely to bring her to orgasm, and keep your stimulation steady and constant. And stick with it as long as you can as she approaches orgasm. That is not the time to try something new. A lot of guys get into the habit of, oh, she's approaching orgasm, I'm going to do it faster and faster. That's not always a great strategy. Stay with a speed and pressure that she's really loving, and she'll have a huge orgasm, hopefully.
May it be so.
No guarantees.
Yeah.
Let me talk a little bit about the three ways to use your tongue, because I think this is really important. First of all, forget everything you've seen in porn about oral sex.
Amen.
The way oral sex is depicted in porn is done for the camera, that kind of hovering a few inches above the vulva, sticking your tongue way out and flicking it really quickly. That is done so that the camera can continue to see the vulva. They always want to see pink in porn. So kind of forget that method, get nice and close. I like to say, get your face wet when you're going down on a woman and you're doing something right. Three ways to use your tongue are lapping, licking, and flicking. Lapping is done with a nice soft tongue and is a broad movement with the entire surface of your tongue. And this is great for warm up.
Perfect on the labia.
Perfect on the labia. Do long strokes from the top of the perineum all the way up the vulva and across the clitoris. And use that lapping to just introduce a lot of wetness and warmth and stimulation to our entire vulva. Licking is done with a semi-hard tongue and is a much more focused and yet steady stroke. Think about licking an ice cream cone. You keep your tongue nice and medium hard, you do nice steady licks, and you gather all that sweetness into your mouth. Flicking is kind of an advanced tongue stroke that you definitely want to think about mastering, and that's when your tongue is at its hardest, most flexed position, and you're moving it in a rapid motion. So if you did this with your ice cream cone, there would be ice cream all over the place. But flicking your tongue at the right point on the clitoris can be a powerful way to bring her to orgasm. A lot of women crave that deep pressure and focused attention in one small spot. So you have to develop the ability to use your tongue to rapidly flick in a focused area for her pleasure. And in the book, Guide to Cunnilingus, I actually did, while I was writing the book, I did a bunch of research about tongue exercises and came up with 10 unique ways to exercise your tongue to develop more strength and stamina. We talk all day, but a lot of us don't actually exercise our tongue. And like any other muscle in the body, it can develop strength over time. So I lay out 10 different fun ways to develop your tongue stamina so you can go down on her for longer with less fatigue and bring her more of that direct focus pressure that a lot of women love.
We were talking about finding the specific spot on her clitoris that you want to be focused on as she's bringing to orgasm. The only way you're going to really find that is through exploring and experimenting, which you can really do more in the warm-up stages. And of course, in the communication. Like, really just ask her what feels good. Or you can ask her how she normally touches herself. You can watch her touch herself. Like, all of these are ways you can be gaining information about how she likes her body stimulated. And gather all that information and use it to your best advantage and hers.
One way to do that is to play kind of a this or that game. So once she's aroused, once she's kind of in the throes of it, do a little flicking motion on one side of the clitoris and then the other. And then look up at her with big adoring eyes and say, do you like this or do you like that? And ask her to, you know, name which sensation she feels more intensely. And you can do that with speed, you can do that with pressure, and just make it a game and spend some time exploring how she most likes to be aroused. And if you do this with a great attitude, you know, hopefully your girlfriend will feel really blessed to have a lover who cares so much about her pleasure. So do it with a lot of openness and lightheartedness and playfulness, and you'll gain a ton of information about how her specific body experiences maximum turn on and arousal.
And I think so much of lovemaking is about working together as a team to create incredible sensation. And I want you to be aware of this in cunnilingus as well, because you can ask for her help. Sometimes you don't have enough hands. If you want to be using your hands inside her while your mouth is on her tongue, it's also okay, depending on her anatomy, to ask her to hold her lips open so that you can really reach her clitoris more fully. Like, sometimes the tautness of the tissue allows you to really be able to get to the clitoris better, to be able to really direct where you are more precisely, and that can allow for more sensation. So consider it a group activity, the two of you. Ask for her help, and adding in your hands to cunnilingus can also make it an incredible experience for her. If you want to use your hands inside her so you can really be touching and activating her G-spot area, you're going to be giving her so much more sensation, potentially more orgasmic sensation, and that can be a full experience in and of itself. Or if you are warming up and if you guys want to be having sex intercourse after that, then it can be an amazing way to get her body way more prepared for that act so that she can enjoy it more fully.
Right. One of the things we say here a lot at Pleasure Mechanics is women should be having orgasms before intercourse happens. you know, at the very least getting her highly aroused and really juicy and ready for intercourse. But ideally, you know, a lot of women can experience multiple orgasms, so give her one or more orgasms through oral sex and then move on to intercourse, and she'll enjoy it a lot more. We cover a lot of techniques for using your fingers inside her during cunnilingus in our ebook, so definitely check that out. Head over to Amazon and do a quick search for Pleasure Mechanics Cunnilingus, and you'll see the book. It's only a few bucks and really well worth it. And we even cover ways of using both your hands for vaginal and anal stimulation while going down on her. And I like to think of this as, you know, the trifecta, the triple threat, where you're stimulating her entire sexual system at once, your mouth on her clitoris, one hand in her vagina is stimulating her G-spot, and the other hand doing external or light internal stimulation around the anus. And this can create just a mind-blowing symphony of pleasure for her. If she's not open to exploring anal stimulation, you can also touch the perineum or just rest your hand lightly outside that area, and it still brings a lot of sensation. And, you know, bring all of these techniques to the table, and we guarantee you that she will love you for it.
And while you're offering her all of this incredible touch, like, make noise, be expressive, let her know that you love it while you're in the act of it. If you need to take a break, your mouth's getting tired, like, look up, tell her you're loving it, and then go back to work. You know? Often women get nervous about it taking too long. So if you're making sounds that are showing that you're really enjoying yourself, that's going to alleviate some of that concern, and you can keep going longer and she'll allow herself to really enjoy it. So be sure to communicate how much you're enjoying it before, after, during, all of it.
Yeah. And if it's kind of, I don't want to say dragging on because it's not a drag, but if the oral sex session is lasting a long time and you feel a little bit done, one of the strategies we really promote is to ask one of my favorite questions ever, and that's, what could make this even better? So once she's aroused, she's in it, but you're feeling like you're not quite hitting the spot to get her towards orgasm, you know, look up at her and with a lot of love in your heart say, this is feeling awesome to me. I'm really enjoying this. What could make it feel even better? What do you need right now? And allow her to make really specific requests and then fulfill those requests and try to create that culture in your relationship where she can tell you the precise point, the precise pressure. She can communicate to you what she's needing in that moment in order to fully enjoy the stimulation that you're offering her. So I think we've talked about a lot of great strategies. I'm going to try a recap, although it's been, you know, so full. Like, let me give this a try.
Can I just add one thing?
Of course.
I think that another piece that we really like to encourage in the culture of relationships is that you don't keep going beyond the point of feeling done. Like, if you actually do feel tired and done and it's not feeling pleasurable any longer, really encourage you to shift activities and just be like, I'm loving this, but my joy is getting tired. Can we shift and do something else? Like, use your hands, do some whatever you want to do. But I do feel like it is important not to keep going beyond your comfort level because that's not cool. I think it's good just to have that agreement in your relationship that if either of you ever feel tired from doing something, that you do move on.
Absolutely. So to recap, how to become a master at cunnilingus. A few strategies we've shared today is bring a lot of enthusiasm to the table. Make sure she knows that you love doing it. This will help her relax into the experience. And be sure to initiate oral sex once in a while. Don't just wait to be asked for it. Go from broad to focused stimulation. Start with her full body. Slowly, slowly work your way in towards that bullseye of the clitoris. Don't ignore the rest of her vulva, her labia, the inner folds, the perineum, the vaginal opening. All of these are fair game for your mouth and tongue to explore and bring pleasure to. Use the labia as a sheath to start introducing clitoral stimulation in an indirect way. Once you get to the clitoris, explore the entire body of the clitoris while also focusing on her hot spots, those points in the clitoris that are most sensitive and are most likely to bring her to orgasm. Use your tongue in a variety of ways. Remember lapping, licking, and flicking as three primary ways you can use your tongue. and create rhythm and variation. So explore a lot of different ways of stimulating her and then zero in on the ways that she is most responding to. And once she is on her way to orgasm, be steady with your stimulation and don't switch it up as she's approaching orgasm. Ride it out with her and let her climax all over your face. Be expressive about the joy you're experiencing as you go down on her and be open to feedback and let her communicate what exactly she needs from you and be a willing lover and give her exactly what she's asking for and cultivate the kind of relationship where she feels free and comfortable asking for specific kinds of stimulation. And use your hands. You can use your hands in her vagina to do G-spot stimulation. You can use your other hand around her anus to do anal stimulation. You can do all three at once for the trifecta. We cover all of these techniques and more in our ebook, Guide to Cunnilingus, which is available on Amazon and it's available to read on any platform with a free Kindle app. So head over and spend a few bucks and get our complete guide to cunnilingus. At our website, pleasuremechanics.com, you'll find 8 video guides that cover erotic touch techniques and couples massage so you can learn to touch every inch of your lover's body with skill and confidence. As a listener of Speaking of Sex, we're offering you 20% off any of the download guides using the code SPEAKINGOFSEX and the promo code box on the second page of the checkout process. So just type in Speaking of Sex and you'll receive 20% off any of the downloads.
You can submit a question to be answered on this podcast by visiting pleasuremechanics.com and looking for the Ask Us Anything page, or by calling 302-IN-TOUCH. You can also subscribe to our free weekly newsletter for weekly sex advice, exclusive giveaways, and more. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.